From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. As more of our daily functions happen online, slow internet speeds can leave rural and low-income residents lagging behind. The federal infrastructure deal will give Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana at least $100 million each to support high-speed internet. The Gulf States Newsroom's Bobby Jean Misick has more.
The Federal Communications Commission sets the standard for broadband internet speed at 25 megabits per second for downloads. Imagine that's the speed of this woodpecker. In many rural counties in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, less than 3% of households meet that threshold, which tech experts say is already too slow. In most urban areas, households have access to something much faster, more like the speed of a tattoo gun. Anna Reed is senior officer of the Broadband Access Initiative at Pew Charitable Trusts. She says slower speeds can have a big impact on daily life, especially at a time when so many people are working and learning from home.
It could result in lagging audio. It could result in not being able to participate in the video component of a class. It could result in the video freezing.
Reed is co-author of a new report from Pew that examines funding for broadband projects. With states coming into millions from the Infrastructure Act and other legislation, it recommends they consider how to improve access and make service more affordable. Reed says states shouldn't go too fast in trying to speed things up.
States have the opportunity to take time to plan to ensure that that funding is, you know, meeting the needs of their unserved areas and their underserved areas.
Slowing down in that decision-making process could deliver faster speeds more equitably. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Bobby Jean Misick.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.